Our mission statement here is to have a positive effect on the quality of life of as many people as possible. And that's what we're after. That's what we get to do every single day. Hi, I'm Dr. Gilman with Clarksville Physical Medicine. I'm here today just to tell you a little bit about how I got here today. Go back as far as freshman year in high school. Now, back then, this is in the 80s, we had to meet our freshman year with our career counselor. Were you on a college path? Were you going to do vo-tech? What were you really interested in? What was the plan for the rest of your life? Medicine interested me. However, medication did not. So we discussed the option of physical therapy. Not a bad idea. However, right off the bat, I didn't really care for the fact that I really couldn't work unless I had a physician sending me clients or patients. So the next step was to go and meet some local physical therapists. And I met a couple that were kind enough to let me interview them and check out their clinic a little bit and just see how the process went. And I didn't click very well with them. I've been around the environment industry for a long time. That was a unique experience. However, it didn't draw me to physical therapy as a career plan. And then I met a local chiropractor who was very open, told me that summer. He said, come on out of my office anytime you want, meet some of my patients, hang out. So I did. I got dropped off at the office and I'd even answer his phone and greet his patients, and I heard all their stories and I was hooked. You know, to be able to have that kind of effect on a patient's quality of life every time you open the door or show up to work was just phenomenal to me. So I knew right then, sophomore year in high school, I made a decision. Chiropractic was the path for me. So fast forward 21 years brings us today. I have seen some amazing things happen in people's lives, including my own, through manipulation and the practice of chiropractic care. But 20 years ago, when I got out, we used to do things called low-tech rehab. We were able to do and code for things that are still within our scope of practice today, but the codes are systematically being removed. Depending on the insurance company, it either gets bundled or we can't bill for it regardless. And it makes the business of doing chiropractic more difficult. It also makes your ability to provide what you know that patient needs considerably harder. So in walks AMI. I get introduced to advanced medical integration. Had opportunity to talk to Mike Carberry and realized that this was how I could get back to doing what I know my patients need and then some. You know, the medical integration gives you the nurse practitioner. It opens up the medical side as far as the tools that you have in order to really completely help the patient not just feel better for a while, but get well, function well, and experience true vitality in their life. Really get to the bottom of their problem and all of their problems, not just, hey doc, my knee hurts. All right, we'll adjust the knee. All right, let me know if it bothers you again. Or, you know what, let's do a series of treatment. Yeah, it's good, doesn't bother me at all, cool. If it bothers you again, let me know. 6 months later, they're back in because it's just not stabilized. The stretch, strengthening component has been missed. If you've been doing chiropractic care or even an integrated clinic for any period of time, you know very clearly that you can give patients all the exercises you want to give them. The chances of them doing it all are slim at best, and then the ones that do it, are they doing it right? That kind of thing has to be monitored to make sure that it's right and complete and really going to be what they need to find true wellness. If I have to pick something that drove me towards integration, the chiropractic adjustment is amazing, but it is limited as far as what we can accomplish solely adjusting a patient. On its most basic level, a chiropractic adjustment clears up communication between the brain and the rest of the body. You clear subluxation, and then even though the body may have been responding a certain way, you clean up that communication and the body says, the brain says, that's what's going on down there. Well, let's make this decision instead, and things improve. And I don't care if you're talking about knee pain, ankle pain, low back pain, or constipation, gut issues, or infertility. It's all run by the nervous system, and that has to be addressed. But I just got tired of almost getting there. I got tired of, man, I know this patient needs this, or if we could just add that, then they can experience life at a whole nother level. Now, our mission statement here is to have a positive effect on the quality of life of as many people as possible. And that's what we're after. That's what we get to do every single day. We signed on with AMI in November of 19. Like everybody else, we had no idea what was coming. Fast forward in the first of the year, we had a lot to learn, new systems, and an old staff that we were trying to shift into different positions than they'd been used to or been doing. And that was probably the hardest part of the whole transition. People that have been in a position for a long period of time, they're very resistant to changing what they do. Of course, we're changing what we do too, but I understand very clearly that it was my decision to change, and I knew what my vision was, and I tried to share that vision and get them on board for it. But it turned out that much of our staff was not going to be on board. So between January of 19 and October, we had a complete staff turnover. No one's working here now except my wife and I that was working for us when we first started this process.
The transition has been a challenge because we are a long time established business. It's hard to shift your brand and who you are. People come here because of Dr. Gilman. He's built a reputation in this community, and we live in a relatively small town comparatively. We're not in a big, you know, city area. So when you build that and it's built on who you are, people come here because they trust him. So it's him. So then starting to make a shift into something different and try to, you know, work that and shift away from it being about him, that's been sort of a challenge. I think the greater challenges for us have been more branding and business related even than setting up the practice and the new system. You know, the challenges with the system are just being in a place to hire everybody and find the right staff. But that just takes time, I think. We've had great results finding great staff. The AMI system works well for teaching you how to find people and what you're looking for, and we have found a great team.
Really couldn't be happier with the staff we currently have. What we have now is a staff that is just completely excited about where we're going, the things that we can do for our patients, and working together to make the whole system mesh and be a fantastic experience for every single patient that comes in the door.
It's just a nice environment to be in. Everyone is really welcoming. My first few days, everyone was, you know, introducing themselves to me as far as patients, and everyone has been super welcoming on both sides, not just, you know, Dr. Gilman and everyone else who works here, but the patients especially.
Dr. Gilman, he's always been a personable person, and we've just hired staff for what we felt positions needed to be filled. With AMI, and then we also brought on, got in with new patient machine and content machine and Cardone Ventures, and we've learned so much business-wise from all of them, and that's really changed how we see our employees. And so with AMI, they first started teaching us how to view our employees differently. We needed these A plus employees, you know, and staff that were totally in on what we were doing. So we started asking questions when we would, you know, interview with staff, and we want them to be like us. We feel like we've always been about the patient. Dr. Gilman's always made great relationships. Matter of fact, we joke because so many of our patients have become our good friends, and that's because of him. It's because he finds something in common with everybody he talks to. He takes the time to do that, and we kind of have built our brand on that. That's who we want to be. So we want staff like that too. So, you know, we've started to think more about that when we're hiring, you know, and looking at who we're hiring and talking to people. We want people who are gonna reflect who we are. So we've driven from that.
We want our patients to not just feel better for being here. We want them to look forward to coming here. We want them to enjoy their presence. You know, I've got Shandy, who comes in, and she will know things about patients. And a patient we hadn't seen in a week or 2 weeks might pop into her head for no reason. She picks up the phone and says, hey, did you ever get that tire problem fixed with your car? Or how's your puppy doing? They were sick last time you come in. You can't teach that. It's just something that's inherent with her. Every single staff member I have cares about each individual patient, and the patients know it. We get compliments all the time about how competent the staff is, how knowledgeable the staff is, and how it's obvious that they care about the patient's results. That was made incredibly, I don't know if I'd call it easy, but the systems that we put in place through the AMI process made this not a very difficult transition altogether. I mean, you always have things that seem to get in your way, things you don't necessarily understand yet. But the coaching system and the questions that you can get answered with an email or a phone call or your regular coaching sessions with your AMI coach, they're amazingly knowledgeable. You hesitate to say they've seen it all, but I will absolutely tell you they've seen it all. They've done it all. Mike and Colleen will tell you, don't modify the system. The system is in place because we've already made all the mistakes. Don't try different stuff and then make your own mistakes. Now, that doesn't mean they're not open to conversation and questions and say, hey, what do you think about this? Really, I couldn't be more pleased with the service, the integrity, and the relationship that we've grown with the entire AMI team. There's always a little bit of tentativeness, trepidation, and this is not new. I've talked to Nicole, my coach, and they prepared us for it. For some reason, we as chiropractors, we feel either insecure or just not don't know how to talk to a medical provider. That unseen tension between chiropractic and medicine. When you start the conversation the right way, and lead in with your passion, attention doesn't exist. Natalie is our nurse practitioner. She interviewed, and I interviewed 28 nurse practitioners for this position. We started in November of 19, and it was a long process. Of course, through the holiday, we had to take some breaks on things. People weren't available. I did a bunch of phone interviews and actually interviewed 5 in person. And she stood out just. I had no other options. She was definitely the one that I wanted to be here.
When I first started here, it was back in March of 2020, and we had kind of just the limited amount of services, including the regenerative medicine, trigger point injections, chiropractic care, and the bracing at that time. And since then, I've really seen a lot of growth in the practice by adding on more services with the physical medicine side, which has been fantastic. As a medical provider, the more services you have to offer to a patient, the more well-rounded, personalized treatment plans we're able to put together and really able to address kind of the root cause of what's going on. So the practice has really grown past just the regenerative medicine side into the physical medicine realm. So now we offer more range of motion studies, more physical rehab, and it's been fantastic for patient outcomes.
We created a contract, hired her, and then March 10th was the first day that we, opened the medical side of the clinic. It was the first day we were able to provide the medical services, and that's when all the shutdown started. We had already scheduled some dinner talks in-house with our current patients. We'd been building up the regenerative medicine process and the excitement about it, and we had a fantastic response. She got a lot of experience really quick doing joint injections everywhere from shoulders to hips to knees to wrists, just about everything she had trained on. So when other clinics were shutting down, we were expanding. We had to hire more staff. For years I had run myself and 2 staff members. I mean that's 20 to 21 years. That's all I had here, and we ran a successful practice. We now have 9 staff members, including myself, but everyone knows their role. Everyone has trained. No one's afraid to ask questions. And we've had different times with COVID and different sicknesses and contact tracing where we've had to be without one staff or another. Everyone has stepped up cross-trained, filled in to make sure the patient didn't hardly ever know that we weren't running at full capacity.
We were surprised by our success in the beginning. We didn't know how hard we were looking at, you know, having to really work that side of things, not knowing where it would go. But in fact, when we just went with the patient base we had and started talking to people about what we were doing, so many of them were on board. And I mean, we were doing several a week for a while, you know, and that comes and goes, but we've always got patients that are gonna benefit from the regenerative medicine, you know, on the chiropractic side. So we've had a great percentage, more than we could have thought.
Couldn't be prouder of my staff and just the way the whole system works together to get people to just receive the care that they need. And also, the patients have been phenomenal through the whole thing. They know this time is tough. It's hard on everybody. Nobody knows what's coming one day to the next. So we just do the best we can with what we have. And for us, it's been our best year ever.
We're making plans for it to go very far. We want to have more than one practice. And we want to get this down, and we want it running like a well-oiled machine. You know, we want it working and you know, really affecting the patients' lives and the staff, and it to just grow from here. But we can only see it go up. We've come through a hard time and have managed to do really well through all that. And I fully believe that we will have that success.
21 years, we've done traditional chiropractic, and we've seen outstanding results. But there's always been that little bit more we can do. There's always been that feeling inside me and in the patient that it just feels incomplete. The physical medicine process, the integrative look from the medical background of the nurse practitioner and the chiropractic background from the chiropractor, and then the therapy background from the PT aspect, those three aspects looking at your individual care, your individual problems, and creating a plan that will not just get you feeling better for a while, but really get you fixed, and then educating you and teaching you how to keep it that way, hands down, is a more effective and complete way to help you live your best life. Vitality is a term that I talk about all the time, and I try to live. To be vital, to be alert, to be alive, to really engage life to its fullest. That's our goal for you and everyone that we engage.